Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John right here on 90.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, here on behalf of the FedEx Air and Ground Awards. The FedEx Air and Ground Awards, obviously given out every year. They recognize the top quarterback and running back performances of the 2019 NFL season, and Carson joins us now. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys?
Everything is good here.
Appreciate you.
In Memphis. Before we get to the nominees, Carson, do you buy any of the talk about this being the end of Tom Brady in a pass uniform? Like, is he really going to let a pick six be his last pass of his career?
You know, I do think he's going to continue to play. I think it's 50-50 whether Bob Kraft and Belichick can come up with an agreement where he's still the quarterback. But he's reiterated multiple times that he still has something left to prove and he's still got something in the tank. I think he's going to look around and sniff around and see what's out there and see, if he fits in the Chargers' plans in the future and the receivers they have, the running back they have, the weapons they have. I think he's going to sniff around and look and see. Being 42 years old, he wants to be surrounded with a really good offensive line and explosive playmakers on the outside. And New England no longer has those explosive playmakers. They have some good young receivers, and Edelman's been a great receiver for them. But he's at the point in his career where, you know, he can't put it all on his arm anymore. He's got some elbow injuries. He's got some issues with his throwing shoulder and obviously some wear and tear. So I'm sure he's looking around to see, you think back to the end of Brett Favre's career where he went to Minnesota and he had a young Adrian Peterson, a young Percy Harvin, Sidney Rice, and the playmakers they have, and you look at Peyton Manning and going and teaming up with Willis McGahee, who still had some tread on his tires, and Emmanuel Sanders. You think back to all those playmakers, Wes Welker, all those guys they had in Denver, and he went to a place where he was surrounded by talent. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Tom Brady end up on a different team with a lot of talent around him.
You know, the Chargers are a popular sort of choice when it comes to Tom Brady's potential next destination. But, I mean, he also wants to win too, right? Like, I mean, is that a situation where, you know, if they just make a quarterback change from Phil Rivers to Tom Brady, like everything would change overnight for them? Like, is it that attractive a situation?
You know, I don't think there's a massive value gained by them moving on from Philip right into Tom Brady. They're both great players. They both have been great players from the second they stepped in the league. There's no doubt about that. I think more of it has to do with that combination of offensive line, receivers, because that is a winning formula. You put Tom Brady around a bunch of talent with an offensive line that can block, it doesn't really matter as much organizationally what the history of Super Bowls and winning years and winning seasons is. It's more of just a function that you combine Brady with more talent around him than he's had over the last 4 or 5 years in New England. You've got a chance to win a Super Bowl, no doubt.
What about the Titans? If, say, they're not ready to commit to Tannehill, and not to go too far into this, because you could do every team in the NFL, but would that be a fit in terms of your view of it for Tom Brady?
I don't think that's a team and a roster that jumps off the page at him and goes, man, if they just had me, they'd win a Super Bowl. I really think he needs more explosive players on the outside. And Brown's had a really nice year.
Yes.
Obviously, Derrick Henry's had a phenomenal year. He might end up winning the NFL FedEx Ground Player of the Year award, which is something I'd love to talk to you guys about. But, he's had a spectacular year. But I don't think Brady's looking at the running back position with a ton of value. I think it's an important piece to the puzzle. I just think he's got to look around and sniff around and look for the best group of receivers, tight ends, and running backs that he can maximize the last year or two of his career.
You mentioned the awards for the Air Player of the Year. Great nominees this year. You got Lamar Jackson from the Ravens, who's had an awesome year. Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. And then on the ground, you got Derrick Henry, who just put up the best performance a running back has put up against Bill Belichick in the playoffs. Nick Chubb and Christian McCaffrey. Carson, how can people get involved with the awards this year?
So you can vote. The polls are open right now. The polls close Thursday, January 30th, and the award gets presented at the NFL Honors in Miami on Saturday, February 1st, and it's completely voted on by fans. So fans can log on. You can vote on NFL's Twitter page. You can vote at NFL.com/FedEx and start conversation on Twitter via hashtag Aaron Ground. It's a great cause. FedEx is donating $20,000 on behalf of the Air Player of the Year, and then $20,000 on behalf of the Ground Player of the Year. And that money goes to the USO program, which is a program that helps direct our recently retired service men and women into the next phase of their career. So it's a great cause. We as fans can vote, and we determine the winner. And again, it gets announced on Saturday, February 1st at the NFL Honors in Miami the night before the Super Bowl.
Lamar Jackson, it's a huge test for the Titans here in Tennessee this weekend against Lamar Jackson. What kind of matchup nightmare is he just to game plan against and then to be across the field from?
Yeah, I mean, he's the nightmare of all nightmares because he can beat you with his arms, and you've seen him take off and run the football and beat you with his legs. So you really can't pick your poison against them. You just got to hope you outscore them. And, they've lost a lot of players to free agency and injuries throughout the year in Baltimore throughout this season. And they've kind of been a defensive, juggernaut for the last – when I was in the AFC North, they were dominant. They were either number one and number two in total defense every year with Ed Reed and Haloti Ngata and Ray Lewis, and you can go on and on, Terrell Suggs, all the great players they've had. Well, now they're the Lamar Jackson show. And you just, you haven't seen it happen yet. You would think somebody can stop him, but he's so dynamic. He's so explosive. He's such an issue all over the field, in the red zone, on third down, backed up. He can make a big play anywhere. You just got to go into that game thinking we've got to score him. We're not going to stop Lamar. We've got to outscore him. We've got to play our best game on offense to win. Because you just haven't seen it. You didn't see it really much last year. As his first year really being in the league, and then this year he's just exploded, and we haven't seen him stopped yet. You just got to outscore them.
Derrick Henry, can he keep this up? I mean, he did it against a great run defense, a great defense period against the Patriots last week. Can he do it against the Ravens this week?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a little bit different than what we saw last week. As you said, he had one of the best games ever against Bill Belichick. And, he's a big play threat. He can remember the 85 or 95 yard run he had last year.
Heck,
where
yeah,
he seemed like he stiff armed everybody. He wears you out through the game. The problem is he's pretty easy to focus on. They really don't have, the number one go-to target on the outside that you really have to focus on. Brown's had a great year as a rookie, but at the end of the day, it's the playoffs, and he's a rookie. So you really don't want to focus on him. You can really defensively focus your game plan around stopping Derrick Henry, and at some point, somebody's going to slow him down. It's not going to be one of those games where he has 30 carries for 40 yards. They're going to feed him the ball. Defensively, they're going to feed him the ball. But without the dynamic player that some teams have on the outside, you just don't have that outside of Derek. So he's a little bit easier to focus on and a little bit easier to really game plan and zero in and focus your entire game plan around stopping him.
We are, of course, talking to Carson Palmer, who's here on behalf of the FedEx Air and Ground Awards. Last thing before we let you go, Carson, Steve Sarkisian is a guy who is getting some buzz in our neck of the woods about the Mississippi State job. I know you worked with him back at USC. You know him well. Would that be a good hire for the Bulldogs, Steve Sarkisian?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's from an offensive X's and O's standpoint, from a game planning standpoint, he's brilliant. I mean, I had an opportunity to play for him. He was my quarterback coach, so I had an opportunity to play for him a long time ago, right when he was getting into coaching. Now, he's been in the NFL. He's been at the college level. He's been calling plays. He's been a head coach. He's got the experience he needed. And obviously he's had, a handful of bumps in the road along the way, but really, really bright guy, very good motivator, great recruiter. And from an offensive player standpoint, when you're looking at coming into the college ranks and wanting to get the ball in your hands and want to play for an offensive minded coach, he's as good as it gets at the college football level. I mean, he had a lot of success with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones in Atlanta. Obviously, he's had a ton of success in Alabama and recruited and done a great job bringing in just. I mean, you look at that receiving core that Alabama's losing this year. There's like three first-round picks at the receiver position, and Steve Sarkisian was a big part of getting those guys the ball, highlighting those guys' skills, and putting them on the platform that they've been on to be first-round picks. So from a recruiting standpoint, if you're Mississippi State and you want to bring in offensive firepower, he's a great candidate for the job.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Again, voting is open for the FedEx Aaron Ground Awards. You can go to the poll on the NFL Twitter page or NFL.com/FedEx. Voting closes on Thursday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Hey, Carson, man,
we appreciate
the time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Yep, he is Carson Palmer, former Heisman Trophy winner, former NFL quarterback, former Oakland Raider. See, I didn't even ask him a Vegas Raider question.
Oh, you did
proud?
Well. I know. Well, you had certain things
nice
you had to
job.
Hit, and they put you in a nice little tight window, and you can't get to Raiders.
Yes.
I liked that. You did very. I thought you hit everything, John.
I had some other things I wanted to ask Carson Palmer.
I think I got two in.
Yeah, but did you realize that he has settled down with his family in Ketchum, Idaho?
I know.
He has settled down in Ketchum, Idaho. He's not from there. I mean, he just decided he was going to settle down in Ketchum, Idaho. He fishes and does all the livestock thing. Also, he's thinking about running for government, local government there in Ketchum.
That. Yeah. No Heisman Trophy winner threw more touchdowns in the NFL.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's the most successful Heisman Trophy winner.
And you could say that, I guess, if you're measuring it by actual touchdown passes.
He was great. You know? Not with the Raiders, but he was great.
It doesn't sound like he's got much belief in the Titans.
No, he does not. It does not.
Or
sound like
A.J.
that.
Brown? I mean, is that not the explosive option outside of Henry that they've
kind
of been
waiting on?
A.J.
Brown has been awesome. A.J. Brown has been absolutely
awesome.
Isn't
that part of the reason why this has opened up?
I think
20-yard catch, like over 1,000?
You know, maybe
he's a stud.
Maybe he's just worried about like that being the only guy they have.
Well,
explosive.
Here's the thing, too. I mean, the Patriots knew that's the thing to focus on, too, with Derrick Henry. He still bust you for 180. It's just I wonder how much of that is A.J. and having to respect that new explosive weapon. That's kind of what's helped open things up. He has been all I know is he's been phenomenal.
No, he has. There's no question about that. We appreciate Carson joining us on the show today. Is there any question as to who the winners will be? I mean, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Lamar had the best QBR.
Yes.
Derrick Henry led the league.
Yes. I mean, this is very simple. Now, again, Christian McCaffrey is an awesome player. You know, I mean,
I know you like him.
But
and he is a stud. Let's
no,
just
I mean, he
be
does
real.
Everything.
Whatever
for
color you want to make,
and
him,
it doesn't
he's a
matter
stud,
who his
he?
Quarterback is. Mm-hmm. You know, like it really does not matter who his quarterback is. He's going to have 150 all-purpose yards.
Next
no
year,
what.
I'm getting him in fantasy. I'm not making the Saquon mistake again.
No doubt.
Because he's just butter. I mean,
exactly.
Every time. I don't know. And maybe McCaffrey goes down next year, but probably will when I get him.
Yeah, but Saquon, it just feels like, that offense.
Well, that's the one you can focus
anemic.
On him for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, Daniel Jones hadn't proved anything yet.
Yeah.
Not to me.
I would not feel good about Saquon.
Judge Joe's guy, that's his problem now.
That's right, Judge Joe Brown. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.